Time for us to get into the future of conversation for this week. And we're looking at the future of purchases, the future of credit, because South Africans are having to find new innovative ways to get the products they need in spite of rising interest rates, rising cost of living, salaries that are staying the same. And in many cases, in real terms, most, if not all of us, our earnings, our income has actually declined. And so we're seeing retailers offer other alternatives for us to get the goods that we need. Just this week, we heard a brand which many of our parents supported, many of us knew of, Home Choice. They said their business isn't doing well, but they were saved by, you know, buy now, pay later services where people were able to get their goods but pay for them over a couple of months. So I want to know if you're making use of those kinds of services, if you're using more credit perhaps, and what you are using it for. Give us a call on 011-883-0702. You can also buy food on credit. I remember a couple of years ago, was it Woolworths who announced that you could now use, because they have a credit card, they have a store credit card, you could use that for the purchase of food. So we're also seeing it in retailers selling basic foodstuffs, that credit is something you can use for those products. Send us a WhatsApp voice note on 0727021702. We're joined on the line by fintech entrepreneur and the founder of Pages Now, Craig Newborn, joins us on the line. Craig, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, Gugs. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. So tell us about your career in the fintech industry. Where did it begin?
So we launched Pages Now in 2019, August of 2019. We came up with the idea in January of 2019, and we literally built for 6 months. And what you see today, we launched on the 1st of August in 2019. And it's been an unbelievable journey from that point of scaling the business and then selling the business to the Home Choice business in 2021. I'm overwhelmed by the support that we've received as a business from South Africans. We've onboarded just over 1.3 million South African customers and over 2,500 retail brands. Mm-hmm. And you can use us at over 8,000 places. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah. So you say the idea comes to you in, or you start thinking about this idea in August of 2019. What had you seen in the industry or the sector that said there was this opportunity to launch a business like this? What were you seeing?
So what I noticed was that this type of solution was gaining significant traction outside of South Africa. But no one was localizing it to the South African experience, right? Overseas, they collect money every second month from your account. Oh, sorry, every second week from your account. But South Africans are salaried. You know, we don't earn our money every second week like in Australia, as an example. So we took that concept that was flourishing in Australia. We converted it to a South African concept where we made those installments monthly. And I then went after Just Now, which every South African understands. It's not immediate. It's sometime in the future, but it's going to happen. And I went and bought the name Pages Now and was able to trademark it. And here we are today.
So you said you noticed that this particular industry, this sector was quite big outside of the country, but we were still, I guess, it was still emerging, so to speak.
Yes.
Just how big are we talking? How big is the buy now, pay later space?
So in South Africa, obviously I can talk to ourselves. We did over 1.5 billion rands worth of buy now, pay later in 2023, January through to December 2023. Mm-hmm. And that was 104% up on the previous year of 740 million rands worth of buy now, pay later. What I can tell you forward looking is that it's only getting faster and bigger. We are onboarding between 60 and 80,000 new customers every single month at the moment. And I foresee it's becoming a multi-billion rand business over the course of the next year and a half.
Mm. And when you look at the growth, what is driving that growth? Is it, we know, you know, South African households are in a very difficult position, and that's across salary income brackets. And so is it South African households, individuals looking to, I guess, stretch their cash? Is it kind of looking at the projected growth of the economy, which we know is very, very, very subdued? What is, you know, in terms of the projection, what are you seeing as being that big driver?
So I think the first thing with, you know, which people need to understand is that buy now, pay later, such as ourselves at PayJustNow, there are no interest or any fees for you as the consumer when you split that purchase into three. So if you're buying something for 2,400 Rand, you're only paying 800 Rand three times. There's no interest or any additional fees that you pay as the customer, as long as you pay on the dates that you said you want, that you elected to pay. So why a lot of people are using this product is that it's a free product. Instead of them having to put that purchase on a credit card and having to pay the interest and fees, they can actually make money on their purchase because they're only required to put 800 Rand down on the day, as an example, in my example. And the other 1,600 Rand, they can actually keep the cash in their bank account, in their savings account. They can actually earn interest on their purchase, yet they get the goods today. Whereas lay-by, you had to pay it off first. Mm-hmm. So we've really just taken a massive spin on what lay-by used to do, and we've brought to that you can actually get the goods today, so you can enjoy the utility today, and that's driven this behavior. And what we're noticing is that because we are offering it to you as a free service, people are actually paying us back. You know, whereas a lot of credit providers out there, interest-based and fee-based credit providers, are seeing significant increases in their decline, in people declining mm-hmm. Payments, etc. Whereas in our world, we're actually seeing the opposite. Because it's free, people are saying, "Hang on, you are helping me, and I will then support you, and I'll pay you first."
Yeah, I think that's quite a fascinating insight. That A, for the consumer, there isn't so it doesn't attract any fees. As we know, credit often has a cost. You'll pay an initiation fee, you'll pay the interest, you'll pay, you know, there are all kinds of costs to a credit agreement. Here, there are no costs for the consumer. And I guess in many ways it works on, there's a level of trust in that I get the goods up front. So whatever I've bought, a pair of shoes, the groceries, I take them home with me and then I pay them off over 3 months. So even though someone would think because the consumer's now received the goods, there's very little incentive for them to then pay it off. You're saying actually that's not true. What you're actually seeing is consumers being compliant or being, you know, I guess meeting their obligation, which is to pay over 3 months.
100%. And what we're realizing is that people want to reuse this free tool because they actually realize the saving. And they therefore then repay us to ensure that they can continue using it going forward. We're not like a credit card where you don't make a payment, you can continue spending, if you know what I mean. So we don't do that. We immediately stop the process. The other thing we don't do is we don't finance FMCG. So we don't finance food. We don't finance things like that because we believe that you should only ever finance things where the time you are taking to pay that thing off is equal to or longer than how long that thing will last. So a pair of shoes should last you more than longer than it takes you to pay off. And in the example of food, people consume the food today or tomorrow, yet they're still paying it off over time. So in our buy now, pay later platform, we do not support FMCG because we do not actually think it's the right it's right for the consumer. Mm-hmm. You should not be using debt in this scenario.
Yeah, but in this particular case, does it count as debt, or is it because it's, say the good I want is 100 Rand, I take whatever the thing is, I then will pay you 33 Rand, you know, and 33 cents over the next 3 months. So you haven't actually advanced me any credit. Does it
Correct.
Still count as credit or debt?
So under the Credit Act specifically, it is an advance where we advance you the money to pay for the goods. It's as if you're going to a doctor's appointment and the doctor said to you, you know what, you don't have to pay right now, you can pay me tomorrow.
Okay.
It's the same concept. And it is regulated under the Credit Act, but specifically what we deem as incidental credit. In other words, when you don't pay the doctor back, the doctor can then charge fees as on the agreed, you know, from the agreed point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's legally and technically structured under the regulation of South Africa. And we have some of the best compliance and regulations frameworks in the world.
Is it the fact that it is interest-free? Is that one of the bits that makes it so, I guess, attractive? Because as you described, it has seen quite a lot of growth since you launched it 4 years ago. You're expecting that there'll be continued growth in this space. Is it because one of the reasons that there is this projected growth and there has been all of this growth is that it isn't like a credit card, it isn't like an overdraft, it isn't like a store account? You are essentially still paying, yes, the money's being advanced to you, but you're still paying what the goods have cost. It's still 100 rand.
Exactly. And we are seeing that there is a price point where it makes sense for anyone to split goods, right? So for some person, it might be a new dress and a pair of shoes for their job interview. And for another person, it might be a new set of car tires when they're taking their family away on a holiday, right? It's just a quantum where it applies to different people. And then the second part of it that we are seeing is that once people use the product once, the experience of using it is so simple because you never have to take your card out of your wallet again. So you feel safe as an individual. Your card is saved with us. We are a PCI DSS compliant organization, which means we take cybersecurity very, very seriously. Your card is saved with us. You never have to take your card out again. You don't even have to take your wallet out again. You just take your phone with you when you go shopping. And that's, you know, you don't have to carry cash on you. And in South Africa, no one wants to carry cash, right? So, and we're seeing people then going, okay, hang on, I can then split my purchases, and it's simple for me to use, and that's what's also driving more people to using the product. People are telling their friends, and that's what's getting us to the 60 to 80,000 new customers a month.
And so, you know, I know you said one of the things that you don't do is fast moving consumer goods, so like food, etc. But are there specific sectors or businesses where there's still an opportunity that you think there's still an opportunity to use this particular system, you know, the buy now, pay later, or one that's showing really big promise or growth at the moment?
So I think one that we're seeing significant growth in at this point in time is obviously people through COVID decided to spend more money on their homes. What we are noticing is that people are spending more money on the interior of their homes, so the furnishing of their homes, couches, linen, you know, curtains, etc., even art in their homes. So we've seen quite a significant uplift in that particular area. Merchants that stock those types of goods do really, really well. Appliances in general. An industry that I think we should get into, and I'm hoping we can land, is co-contribution to medical. So, you know, as a woman going for your checkups, that kind of stuff, how do we support you as an organization to be able to make those things affordable and align those kinds of, you know, medical procedures with or medical checks with your cash flow? And because we all need to take our health seriously. So we do know that there's a significant number of women who do not go and do their annual medical checks. And that's something I'm incredibly passionate about trying to solve. And how do we help you maintain your health?
You launched the business just before the big disruption of March 2020, when the WHO then declared the COVID global pandemic. That, of course, then had huge implications for everyone, including South Africa. The government went into a hard lockdown. There were many, many months of just great uncertainty, reduced economic activity. What was the impact of launching just before that big event, and also we didn't really have a sense of when it would end, when things would go back to normal. How did that impact your business?
So interestingly enough, we initially made, when we launched the business, we obviously didn't know about COVID, but we made the conscious decision to focus about expanding first in online. Mm. So e-commerce stores, we got to our first 800 stores in the first year. And so when lockdown happened, it was actually positive to our business because we were able to support South African merchants with their e-commerce payment strategy and them being able to collect more revenue from their, you know, from their customers, because people are buying up with Buy Now, Pay Later. That's the other thing that we're noticing. So it was actually very positive for us. We were very lucky at the time that we had made that decision to focus on e-commerce first. And we've now expanded to rolling out that in-store as people returned back to stores and shopped in person. So it was very good for us.
And since there wasn't that kind of, I think everyone experienced this sort of dip in that space. Yes. There was nothing to compare it to yet because it was just as you launched. But there wasn't that, you didn't perform lower than your expectations or your projections.
No, absolutely not. We actually performed better because more people went online. And that's something that we are noticing in the consumer data, which we are now party to, is that we are noticing that more people are significantly more comfortable in the last 12 months shopping both online and in-store. Historically, people in South Africa either shopped online or in-store, and there was a very, very clear difference between the two. And what we've noticed over the last 12 months is that people have become more competent and more comfortable to be able to navigate online and to be able to actually make those transactions and purchases. Mm. So it was actually amazing for us. It drove people online, and that's where we were.
Yeah, it looks as though the space is growing. So in addition to, you know, your particular business growing, that there are now more players. Yes. You know, the likes of Payflex, LayUp, More Time, yes. Because I guess they're also recognizing that this is a space for that has quite a lot of growth. What has that, you know, increased competition, greater interest from other parties meant for you as a business that launched 5 years ago?
So, you know, it's actually amazing because we agree that competition is what's required because it keeps all of us sharp and on our toes, right? There's nothing like being lazy. So we always need to be sharp. We always need to be offering you better service as a customer. And a better offering and making it slicker. That's the only reason you'll continue to use us. The other part of it is that it's amazing that, you know, banks like Tyme Bank as an example and Payflex as an example, they've continued to invest in the space, and that validation is telling us that we are doing something right. What we are doing is working for the customer. So we actually welcome the competition. Because it always keeps the pencil sharper. And I really believe that businesses need to always continue to innovate and always need to be able to drive to that sharp point of the pencil. Mm. And the benefit will land with the customer.
We've spoken quite a bit about the benefit for the customer and how this allows customers to still get products that they need, but without incurring interest fees, initiation fees, and other fees associated with, I guess, traditional credit. But I imagine, and you also said, you know, you're seeing a growth in the retailers that you're able to offer the service to. I imagine that there's also quite a large benefit for retailers as well. And so the future could see, you know, consumers wanting these products, but also more retailers wanting this type of service as well.
Absolutely. So the platform is a double-sided platform where the customers on the one side and the merchants on the other side. What the retailers are actually seeing is firstly that this is becoming a way people pay. It's not just that because they need this kind of product, they actually like using this kind of product. So if you're a merchant that doesn't offer this type of a payment option, you will lose sales. And what we're also noticing is that the merchants see up to a 50% increase in the actual basket size because, you know, if I had 2,400 Rand to spend in hard cash, I only now need to spend 800 Rand. So I can actually upsize my purchase to 3,000 Rand as an example. And we're seeing that significant lift where the customer is saying, hey, I actually want to buy the slightly better product or the better brand of that product because it's going to last me longer. I've never historically been able to afford it, but because this is aligning to my cash flow over the next 3 months, I can actually buy that better product. And that is landing for retailers who offer buy now, pay later. And the experience of making it really simple at the till and making it really easy is what's helping the retail businesses grow. The other thing that I think people underestimate is in the buy now, pay later world, as an example, we drove 27 million leads from our buy now, pay later platform back to the retailers. That's mm-hmm. where you go onto our stores page and you type in blue jeans or you type in jackets or leather handbags or or anything. You literally can type anything there. And the search results will show you which retailers are currently stocking those items. And you can then go directly to the retailer from our stores page.
Mm-hmm.
We delivered 27 million leads back to our retailers to actually help them drive the business forward.
Yeah. And so then the future probably looks like more retailers than wanting to be, among the companies who get sent those leads, part of that 27 million or whatever the number becomes.
Exactly. What was 11 million the year before? So, so again, it's growing incredibly fast. And for the consumer, there's now a place that you can go to and you can type in puffer jacket as an example, and you can see everybody who stocks a puffer jacket.
Mm. Craig, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great and insightful to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Gogs.
Thank you so much. That's fintech entrepreneur and the founder of Pages Now, Craig Newborn, joining us to speak about the future of purchasing options, some of the ways in which we'll be able to get goods and maybe even services in the future.